Welcome to Mr. Lit's podcast on cyberbullying. Cyberbullying is just like bullying, except it takes place on a computer, or a cell phone, or a text message, or a handheld device like an iPod, any kind of device that goes on the internet. Bullying has been getting the attention of teachers and parents for a long time, but now cyberbullying is getting attention. Many kids who wouldn't necessarily be bullies sometimes play at being a different person and cyberbully simply because their face isn't showing. Many adults need to learn better manners on the internet, and this is a challenge with the computers. Because people are interacting with words only, they feel like that they don't have to be as honest or as well-mannered as when they're face-to-face. Okay, cyberbullying is when somebody says they're going to beat you up, or I hate you, or you're not liked, or they curse at you. Cyberbullying also comes in the form of taking your password, changing your profile, signing up your email for something inappropriate you don't like. Anything that has to do with the internet that crosses over the boundaries of being safe for you is cyberbullying. Some people sometimes think it's funny to just text a friend, "Your hair looks funny," or "They don't like you." But that too technically is cyberbullying. Now, in the event that you are cyberbullied in any fashion, here's three things you should do. First one, take a breath and walk away. Put the mouse down, click the iPod off, just go away from the situation. That's number one. Take a breath, really think about things. Number two is, tell an adult. This is hard sometimes for you kids because nobody wants to be a tattletale. However, all these internet interactions from texts to chat rooms to signing people for email, they all stay saved somewhere and can be printed and retrieved. I've said to you guys on a few occasions, don't email or type anything on the computer that you wouldn't want to have to defend in a court of law, because all this stuff can be brought back. It's on a server somewhere. It really, really is. The third thing you can do is tell the person themselves, this is not okay. Now, that's going against take five and walk away. Sometimes it's more important to take five and walk away and not get into an argument and get drawn into a situation. But there are times where one of you who are being cyberbullied, who are young, speaking up is very powerful. So the three things to do are to walk away, tell an adult, and stick up for yourself with responsibility a little bit. There are situations where kids fool around even and just email and chat people, "You're in danger, I'm gonna hurt you." And one kid even said, "I'm going to kill you." And he just thought it was funny to scare people. Turns out he was a really good student and a really good kid, but he did that because, basically, he thought he could get away with it. Well, long story short, they tracked these texts and emails back to him, and he was prosecuted in a court of law for threatening people. So there are laws about cyberbullying, too. So please be aware that as we move into more and new technology and people communicate with texts, cell phones, text messengers, things called sidekicks, iPods, computers, laptops, manners are still not just important, but threatening people, cursing at people, and crossing over their boundaries is often against the law. Okay, thank you for listening.